Okay, it's 1930 UTC. Somebody just ran down here. Yo, hi, yep. You want to do some kitty stuff on the bunkie? No? Where are you going? Going to have a snack? Okay. So I thought 1930 UTC was the time at which we were going to do some kitty stuff on the bunkie. But no, it turns out that 1930 UTC is just the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee begins. Oh, and here's something I want. Why am I seeing this? Here's a guy holding a fake cobra that's moving back and forth in a very snake-like manner. Oh, I want that. Oh my god, so anyway, I'm getting up, I'm getting down, let's close this door. Alright, well, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and here's Pippa right over here. Hi, what are you doing? Don't want to do any kitty stuff? Okay, that's fine. Oh, and I'm having a weird day. Woke up kind of early. Not sure why. Maybe because it's cold. It's like 9 degrees Fahrenheit. It's still only, an hour before noon, local time, or whatever. I'm not really paying any attention. But yeah, it is cold. Sounds like it's windy outside. Like I said, 9 degrees Fahrenheit. What is that in Celsius? Like negative 12, negative 13, somewhere around there. Well, do you want to do some kitty stuff now or what? I don't know what this cat is doing. What are you doing? Do you want to do kitty stuff? Okay, first of all, before we do anything, I gotta drink some tea. This is the first tea I have drank today. Oh yeah, I needed that. Mm-hmm. So good. Oh yes, this is the first tea of the new year for me. Mmm, yummy. Oh, it's good. It's good. It's just the right temperature and everything. Mmm, so delicious. Oh, I can't get enough. Mmm, I'm freaking out. Oh yes, I'm having a tea freak out on this, the first day of the new year. That's right. If you check your lunar calendar, you'll notice that today is the first day of the new year. Happy Lunar New Year's Day, Peppa. What are you doing? Don't play with that. Don't shred the banky. Yeah, do you want to do kitty banky business or not? Come here. Get on the kitty banky. Certain cats do not want to get on the blanket. Get on the banky. Not getting on the banky? Okay, well, you'd be a good baby then. You'd be a good zomber. Yeah, okay, cat's going back into the bathroom. Oh, yeah. I don't have to sit like that anymore. Okay. So, I do have a slight issue with my aggravated shoulder today, and that's okay. I'm sure I'll probably live. But, can't get enough of this tea. Mm-hmm. Yum, yum, yum. I like tea. It's very good. And it's good for me. Anywho, today, Lunar New Year, I'm going to go out, eat pizza tonight. I'm pretty excited about that. But right now, I'm sitting here watching, and I'm trying to remember the name of this. Oh yeah, the movie Kingpin is on. This is the movie starring Woody Harrelson and Bill Murray and Randy Quaid. It's vaguely about bowling, and I don't remember who the chick is. I don't think we ever see her ever again, but I could be wrong. If you can remember any movie that that chick has been in, then, you know, go ahead and let me know. But in this movie, there is one scene where, oh, they're at some snake guy's place, and this scene was just on, where this guy is holding a cobra. And I don't know if it's a robot or if it's just a puppet, but it's swaying back and forth in an obviously mechanical manner, which I find fascinating. Why? Because I love snake charmers. I've always wanted to be a snake charmer. I mean, if you're going to busk, if you're going to go out in the streets and play music and try to, you know, get money out of people, my personal opinion is that the best way to go about doing that is, you know, do some snake charming. I've always wanted to be a snake charmer. But, well, there's a shortage of cobras in my town, Omaha, Nebraska. We don't have a lot of cobras here. In fact, we don't have any poisonous snakes here. The nearest poisonous snakes are more than an hour away. They're down on the southern border of Nebraska, near the river. And I'm trying to remember what kind of snake it is. It's one of the variants of cottonmouth. It's a very nasty, nasty snake. But yeah, there's no dangerous snakes around here. Just nice, friendly little snakes. Our sneaky buddies. Well, anyway, I've been wanting to be a snake charmer for a long time. Enough so that I have actually collected baskets here and there that would make good snake baskets. You know, like you see snake charmers with, right? Because my dream is to have like a robotic snake. Something that's obviously, you know, not deadly. You don't want a real snake biting people. I'm not afraid of them biting me because I am friends with snakes and they will not bite me because they would say, I would not do that to my buddy Tobe. That would be rude. And so since it would be impossible for me to get a real cobra, put it in a basket and go out in public, I thought, you know what I really need is I really need a robotic snake. Where can I get a robotic snake? Well, if the movie Blade Runner was real, I could just call up that fake snake vendor that, you know, plays a minor role in Deckard's search for replicants. Remember, he finds a scale in the bathtub and he's got to find out what snake it goes to, and he goes to the snake dealer and blah, blah, blah. And they're all fake snakes. Fake snake, fake snake, fake snake, fake snake, fake snake. I want a fake snake. And I always thought, you know, if I could find a nice rubber cobra, I could just run a wire up through it. Maybe put that on a servo motor and get some snake-like movement. And that would be interesting because I always thought, you know what would be interesting is I could be the first digital snake charmer. The first digital snake charmer ever. Because, as you may or may not know, I do have a MIDI wind controller. And the truth is, I actually haven't played that in a while. But I have a nice MIDI wind controller, a very expensive Yamaha MIDI wind controller. State of the art when I bought it. probably kind of close to state-of-the-art today because, you know, there's not much to a wind controller, but that's neither here nor there. So I thought, okay, I'll go downtown into the old market, into the tourist area, and I'll take an amp with me, and I'll take, you know, my good world music synth that's got all the cool wind instruments on it. Wind instruments from around the world. And I would sit on a blanket or a rug, you know, find some, you know, flying carpet type of rug, get on a street corner, play my wind controller with the synthesizer, and then have my robot snake come up out of the basket. That would be a good show. You would love to see that, wouldn't you? So here's a guy playing a digital musical instrument, and he's even got a digital snake, or at least, you know, an electronic snake. It might be an analog snake, you know, if it's just a motor. But if it was MIDI, here's where it gets really interesting. I could potentially, you know, take something like an RPi or some other small single board computer that has a MIDI interface, or put a MIDI face on one and blah, blah, blah. But then I could actually control the snake with the wind controller. Whatever music I played, you know, that would control what the snake did. So, you know, the rhythm would control the snake's movement. And, you know, I could go up the scale, go down a scale, snake goes up, snake goes down. You know, whatever. It doesn't even matter. But yeah, just all those note on messages. Yeah, just change those into analog motor movements. That would be cool, wouldn't it? Literally being able to control a snake with a musical instrument. You heard it here first. My name is Tobe, and I'm the first digital snake charmer. Oh, I want a toy snake. I want a good snake. Yeah. Good tea today. So yeah, I'm a big fan of snake charming, and I do have some other wacky and wild ethnic instruments, some shams and other reed flutes that would make great snake charming pipes. I want to charm some snakes. I want a big deadly cobra. Wouldn't that be fun? Yes, it would. So I've done wacky stuff like this before. Not snake charming, but I get these weird ideas. And you know how much I like mixing ethnic music with high-tech digital equipment and stuff like this and blah, blah, blah. Well, back some time ago, when was this? I guess it was back in the 90s. Back in the 90s, I had a funny little band. It was just me and my friend Doug. And we were doing this. We were mixing up a little bit of ethnic music and weird stuff with, you know, hot new technology. And I think I've mentioned this before, but this is the band that I invented the fire chimes for. In this band, we were inventing a lot of musical instruments, which were basically, you know, synthesizer controllers. Not necessarily MIDI. Very often analog, triggered type of stuff. And that's when I made the fire chimes, which are basically kind of like giant wind chimes. If you can imagine big pipes about 4 inches in diameter, 10 centimeters in diameter, hanging from a rack, like orchestral chimes, tubular bells, but only like three of them. And then imagine fire coming out the top of them while they're being played. Yeah, those are the fire chimes. The fire chimes story is long and interesting, and I believe it has been recounted here on the Dubious Goals Committee in the past. I cannot tell you which episode that would be. Oh well. But in that band, we invented another instrument. And I still have it. It's out in my garage. This instrument was known as the didgeridoo. It was a it was a didgeridoo that was its own instrument. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tobe, that would be easy to do. It's just a wind controller. No, it wasn't even that complicated. The didgeridoo itself was sort of a meta instrument. It was sort of a trick. It was, and that was sort of the point of this band. The name of the band was Mindshaft, MindShaft. And it was all about, it was all sort of a musical con. It was all about, it looked good. It was more story than reality. It was a little bit more fiction than nonfiction. But yeah, we, you know, said, oh yeah, we got a digital didgeridoo. We call it the didgeridoo. And people thought, oh wow, that's just amazing and cool and blah, blah, blah. The didgeridoo. All it was a 6 or 7 foot long piece of PVC pipe, you know, 3-inch diameter PVC pipe, and I shoved a microphone in it, and I wrapped it up with foam so it would stay in there, and I shoved a microphone, not even a very good one, into this tube, and we labeled it Digital Do and all this stuff, and you know, it looks like a digital thing, and now in the computer age. Remember, this is, what, 1996 or so? No, it was before that. 1994, 1995. And so this is just when the world was going digital for the common man. Not for us, obviously, but, you know, for people who, oh, computers are for nerds, you know. All those people, Eternal September, the Eternal September people. This is a band for these people. So everybody thinks, oh, everything's digital. Oh, we have cell phones now. Oh, we have fax machines now. Oh, computers. There's a thing called the internet, and we can have websites. You know what I'm talking about. And so... Yeah, that's why I invented the didgeridoo, as sort of this one-finger salute to all the idiots out there. Yes, I have a digital didgeridoo. It's computers. It's computers meet tribal. Ooh, how deep. Yeah, it's deep. And all it was a tube with a microphone in it. So you're wondering, well, how did it make sound? Blah, blah, blah. Well, what we did was we then plugged the digital do into a vocoder. And then also plugged into the vocoder would be a synthesizer with a modified cello patch, if I remember correctly. I took a cello patch and I tweaked it so it would sound all whang, okay, right? And so the microphone in the digital do modulated this patch sound, okay? And so what I would do to perform is then stick my mouth into the end of the digital do and make sounds like this. Wow, 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 yo, wow, wow, yo, wow, yo, wow, wow, wow. Right? And then that would be modulated with the sound 100%, so you couldn't hear my voice. All you would hear would be the synthesizer playing this didgeridoo patch, which was really just a modified cello patch. And it sounded cool as hell, and it sounded like a didgeridoo. It sounded like a didgeridoo with some effects, because, you know, I'm not really a circular breathing guy. I can kind of do it, but I can't really, you know, perform this feat of breathing. And so all we did was, you know, turn up the reverb a lot and add some digital delay. Add about 2 seconds of delay. And so that would cover up any times I had to breathe. So anytime I had to stop going, wow, wow, wow. so I could take a breath, there was enough delay that it didn't sound like the sound was being interrupted. So it sounded like a didgeridoo. It was pretty cool. One of my better ideas, I have to admit. Oh, people loved it too, because it did make a cool sound in it. And it looked all tribal, but it was, you know, it was, oh, BC meets the 20th century. 20th century tribality. Obviously, this band was way too far ahead of its time, like most of my projects. You know, we could probably break that out again, and it'd probably go over much better these days. Oh, it's just crazy. Just crazy. But no, I think the ultimate way to go about doing this would be the digital snake charmer. Yeah. I gotta get some kind of robot snake. Yeah, remember the dancing Coke cans and the dancing flowers of decades gone by? You know, you'd turn on a switch and you put them by a speaker and they would move to the sound of the music. Imagine that, but in snake form. That kind of actually looks like a real cobra, right? That's what I want. Am I asking too much? I just want to walk into a place and hand them $20 or $40 or whatever it costs. Well, as long as it's less than $40, and say, give me my fake snake, Jake. Then I could go be the digital snake charmer. Yeah. Another great idea by Tobe that will never see the light of day. Just because nobody makes $40 robot snakes. Yeah, I really need to get some engineering done. I really, really do. Another great idea that I cannot capitalize on. Is it one of my, you know, $1 million ideas? Yeah, probably not. But I could probably make a few $1,000 just being a snake charmer. Oh, that would be fun. That would be fun. I gotta think of something. I gotta think up a good new shtick. Or do I? Maybe I should just, you know, play music. Maybe I should just, you know, entertain people without conning them. No, what would be the point? What? People want to see a show. People, yeah, there are people who will stand around and listen to some guy play an acoustic guitar, or a cigar box guitar, or a whatever. But people want a show. You might as well give them a show. Huh, I need to come up with a new show. I haven't done a show in a while. I need to think of something. I need to think of something. Something good, but gimmicky, but obviously, yeah, I don't know. What am I after here? What am I hungry for? What is it that I want to do? I don't even know. But I will tell you this, whatever it is, it'll center around some kind of fake ethnic instrument. And, oh, I don't know. There'll be more shadiness. But Tobe, do you have any fake ethnic instruments? Oh, I don't know. Do I? Thank you. So here's what you do. You get yourself a big cookie tin, or a big metal bowl, or some kind of can, fruitcake tin. You nail a board to it. You get some guitar strings. You put some guitar strings on it. You learn how to play Synchronicity 2 by The Police. And then you go sit on a blanket somewhere downtown where the tourists are. And you pretend to charm snakes. Is that a good idea? I think it is. That ain't music, he said. That's just noise. Okay. It's fine with me. Maybe I need to find a few more people for this gig. I don't know. Maybe I just need to get my act together. Quit screwing around. Who am I, you might ask? I'm the guy who's screwing around. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee, where you hear all about my very dubious goals in life. And I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.